Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Life is a Journey, Not a Destination, where I give you the absolute master key to not only creating whatever you want in your life, but have an absolute ball the entire journey. Because it is really about the journey, even though the goodies and the money and the things are fun. The real juice, as Tony Robbins calls it, is the joy of creating those desires into physical reality and allowing that life force to flow through you. So enjoy my video and podcast and prepare to become quantumly empowered to create your dreams and desires into physical reality and to enjoy every second of the adventure. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle that you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, videos, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video or podcast, please share it with your friends. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series and podcast series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, freedom, adventure, and whatever you want to create into your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, so welcome to my video and podcast, Life is a Journey, Not a Destination. It is a cliche, I know, but it is the absolute truth that life is a journey, not a destination. Even though we have been taught the absolute opposite, and people typically live their lives as if the results are all that matters, but that is only because most people look at results as the gauge of their happiness, as well as their self-worth and worth to others. Being financially successful and having the cars and the houses and the status and the fame has become the most important thing because most people do not understand or believe in their priceless worth. They're trying to prove their worth by having those things. And the fact that the only reason anyone wants anything is to feel happy. We are creators, and the most important thing is the journey because of the fact that we are all immortal and we are always creating. And the result, the destination, is the reason to take the journey. It's the only reason to take the journey. But there is always something more to create. There is no ultimate end result. Enlightenment is not the end result or some final destination. Finally dying and deserving to go to heaven is not some final destination or the reason for living. Because there is no such thing as judgment or punishment. And there is no such thing as a gatekeeper, no bouncer with a big white, long white beard and a clipboard checking to see if you've been naughty or nice to let you into the heavenly nightclub or send you to eternal punishment for not worshiping the overlord enough. There certainly is a quote-unquote thing called heaven, so to speak, but everyone gets in. Everyone gets into that nightclub. When they leave this mortal coil. Everyone gets into the cosmic nightclub no matter how cool or how nerdy or how bad or how good they've been. Everyone goes back to pure source, to pure positive energy. Everyone lets go of all their dramas and traumas and limiting beliefs. And everyone, when they croak, instantly realizes that all the experiences they had, good or bad, were just part of the journey of creation. They were just part of their journey of expansion and growth. And all the beliefs in victimhood were total fantasy because There's no such thing as being a victim, because you instantly remember that there is no such thing when you croak, because this is a universe based on attraction, not assertion. And no one can assert themselves upon you and quote-unquote victimize you. So there's no such thing as being a victim. And every single experience that you've ever experienced was attracted to you based on what you were thinking and what you believed. But regardless, it was all part of the journey. And every time... every time expands you. So every experience expands you. Every experience helps you grow. But it also helps expand and grow all of creation. Every time, every lifetime helps you grow. But you don't have to die and go back into pure positive energy to finally understand the lesson. I mean, for all intents and purposes, there are no lessons, because growth is inevitable. You're always going to grow. Growth can come consciously rather than unconsciously, and that's sort of your goal, really, if you're a conscious creator of reality. So growth can come consciously rather than unconsciously. And of course, since you're reading this, or hearing this, you are growing consciously. You're a deliberate creator of reality. You are on the deliberate path of creation, consciously creating what you want rather than creating by default like most humans. Most humans live their lives based on results because they don't understand that they are creating their realities based upon how they are thinking and feeling. Most people see results, they see reality, quote-unquote, and judge that reality as good or bad. And they believe that they must get rid of what they don't like and don't want and fight against what they don't like and don't want, because they believe that things and people they don't like can assert themselves upon you and victimize you, or assert themselves upon them and victimize them. And that is an absolute lie, because, again, this is not a universe of assertion. This is a universe of attraction. This is a universe of inclusion. So there's no such thing as victims anywhere. Anything and anyone in your experience, you absolutely 100% attracted based on your thinking, how you were thinking, and how you've been vibrating. So the key to creating what you want is to be less result oriented, be less fascinated with what is, and more fascinated with what you want. Be more fascinated with the journey rather than the result and what currently exists in your reality. What is the reality that is around you is absolutely old news. Everything around you was created by your past thinking, and if you stay fascinated by what is, you'll just keep attracting more of what is. I know it is not easy, because we have been taught to pay attention to what is and be fascinated with what is and talk about what is and fight against what is and be fearful of what is, etc., etc., etc. But that kind of mentality just creates more of what is. So to create what you want, what's not technically, physically here yet, you must learn to enjoy the journey more and be less result-oriented. Because even though the result is the reason for the journey, even though your quest is to be, do, and have your desires and your dreams, there is a tendency, if you are too result-oriented, to see and feel the lack of your desire, rather than the manifestation of your desire. Because every time you desire anything, your desire is a two-sided coin. And one side is the desire and the excitement and the joy and the fun, etc. And the good feelings of being, doing, and having that desire. But on the other side of the coin is the bad feelings of not having your desire. Bum, 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 bum. So when you have a desire, it's best to be easy about it, to be light about it, to not be desperate for it, as if your happiness depends upon it. You don't want your happiness to be dependent upon anything or anyone. Your journey should not be struggle, sacrifice, hard work, angst, pain, etc., etc. And then when I get what I want, I will finally be happy. That doesn't work. Even if you miraculously get what you wanted, you won't be happy because your focus was not on being happy. Your focus was on struggle or getting rid of your struggle. It was on working hard and sacrificing, etc. And the next thing that you believe will make you happy will also be a struggle, and you'll have to work hard for it, and you'll have to sacrifice for it, and it's just not going to be any fun. And with that focus, then money and toys and cars and houses and people just become a drug that you must get more and more and more of to help satisfy your addiction. But when you decide that you are in charge of your happiness and no thing and no person gets to decide if you're going to be happy or not, then your life is truly an empowered life, because happiness is all anyone wants in the first place. Because the purpose of the proverbial meaning of life is... Dun, 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 wait for it. The meaning of life... Dun, 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 dun. The purpose of your existence, why you're here on planet Earth, is for the fun of it, for the joy of it. Yes, you heard right, my friends. You're here for the joy of it. You're here for the joy of creation. You're here for the fun and the adventure. You're not here to prove your worth to the wrathful overlord, because you are not a puppet on a string being controlled by some overlord. Because you are God itself. You are God yourself. You are Source yourself. You are the universe. You're all that is expressing itself through a physical body. Nothing is separate from Source. Nothing is separate from God. So nothing and no one needs to prove its worth to God, or really to prove its worth to itself. But you do need to understand your priceless worth, and until you do, you're just going to be a victim, believing that everyone is out to get you. But the universe is not conspiring against you. The entire universe is actually conspiring for you to help you create whatever you want. And your Source is constantly, 24/7, guiding you to what you want. Your Source is constantly guiding you to ease and joy and fun and excitement and adventure and love and health and wealth, etc. Your Source is always guiding you to all good things. And that journey can be a wonderful, joyful, prosperous one if you can learn to surrender to that guidance, to your own self-guidance system. And it is easy to know when you are on track and in alignment with your Source and following that self-guidance system, because you feel good. When you feel good, you're on the yellow brick road to the Emerald City. When you feel bad, you've been thinking thoughts that are contrary to your Source's thinking, and you are heading in the wrong direction towards the evil witch's castle. But no worries. No problems, just pivot and start thinking good feeling thoughts, and you'll be back on track, easy peasy lemon squeezy, back on the yellow brick road. So remember, it doesn't matter where you are and what you've got, and it doesn't matter that you don't have what you want yet, because it is all about the journey of creating the desires into physical reality. It is not about the actual manifestation of the desires. Of course, the full manifestation of your desires is the goal and the reason for the journey, but not because that desire is going to finally make you happy once you have it in the physical. Instead, what makes you happy is the adventure of tuning in to the life force and creating that desire into the physical and delighting in your awesome power, your awesome worthiness, that you created it. Yay, I created it. And you created it in unison with the power of creation, with the universe, with the life force. You channeled the life force and created something amazing. Yay, I'm a champion. And where you are and what you got or don't have doesn't matter, because everything in the physical reality is temporary and changing and growing and evolving. And this is a universe and a planet of well-being and abundance. And everything is always improving. And life is like a road trip. You set your destination, you load up your car, and you head towards your destination, and it may take hours, it may take weeks, it may take days, it may take months to get to your final destination. But regardless of how long it takes, it's your choice to enjoy the journey and the fun adventures along the way. Or be so painstakingly focused on the destination that you miss the fun all along the way. Most people live their lives continually stopping to complain that they're not at their destination yet. And instead of just keep going, I'm on the path, I'm just going to get there no matter what, knowing that eventually they're going to arrive, they keep stopping and turning around and saying, this doesn't work, I can't do it. This road trip thing is a scam. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. This is too hard. Only special people get to their destination. Only special people succeed. Only wealthy people get to have lots of money. Most people keep setting out on their destinations but never arrive because they keep giving up. Because all they're thinking about is the fact that they're not where they want to be yet. So, young Skywalkers, know that every day you're getting closer to the destination. Every day you're getting closer to manifesting your desires. But the destination is not the controller of your happiness. You are the controller of your happiness. You are the chooser, the decider. That you're going to be happy regardless of whether you're at the destination yet or not. And when you achieve your result, when you arrive at your destination, when you have finally created your desire into physical reality, that's not the end. That is the beginning of the next desire and the next journey and the next adventure and the next quest and the next creation. And no matter how good things get, there's always more. There's always room for improvement. There's always another new creation, a new quest, a new adventure to go to. And if you are on a journey of never-ending joyful creation, regardless of how many of your dreams and desires you have manifested or not, your life will be immensely fulfilling. Because as powerful creators of reality, we are always happiest when we are creating a desire into physical reality. We're always the happiest when we have a desire, an intention that we are heading towards and allowing to come to us and actively creating. We are always the happiest when we are enjoying the wonderful feelings of being, doing, and having our desires regardless of their physical existence or not, because the joyful journey of creation is why we are here on planet Earth and in these bodies and what we're all about and where we're always heading forever and ever, because the journey of creation never ends. And your journey of creation and expansion and growth never ends. There is no final result, because there is no final anything. If there was a final something, then all life would cease to exist. So, empowered creators of dreams into reality, enjoy your unlimited, never-ending adventure of creating and expanding yourself and creating and expanding this earth and this universe by your journey of creating your desires into physical reality. The Force is always with you, young Skywalkers, ready to help you create anything you desire. The question is, are you a cooperative element in your own journey of creation? If you are not, then you're going to have a hard time because you are fighting against your own dreams and desires. But if you are a cooperative, allowing, surrendered, happy element in your reality, then you're going to have a non-stop, miraculous, prosperous, joyful, loving, vital, alive, healthy, wealthy, and magical life. So I hope you enjoyed this video or podcast. Please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings to help them get in tune with their source, to get them in tune with the law of attraction so that they can become conscious, deliberate, active creators of reality and stop just getting blown around by results. Help them get on the yellow brick road, enjoying the journey all the way to fun and adventure and freedom and whatever they want to create in their lives. My name is Zakirin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, freedom, joy, adventure in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun, of course, and adventure and love and freedom on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday.